Karen lies and says I shouldn't be around children, but the neighbors side with me, so we get payback. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. Okay, so wee bit of backstory. Way back in the early 2000s, we moved a full state over. This was big for me, because we moved a lot, but it was always just one or two cities over. I'd never left my home state before. But this new home was great, and my family's been there ever since. Now, I was 14 at the time, and all the kids around were 10 or so, so there was no one my age to hang out with. So, in the end, I just stayed with these kids, and there was a surprising amount of culture shock. I was raised way more conservatively, and was a lot more durable yet reserved. As the years passed, I ended up being the neighborhood babysitter. It was odd for me as I was an enormous young man. I'm currently 6'7", and I was very awkward growing up, but I don't have many non-fond memories of my childhood and younger friends. It wasn't all fun, but it was decent. But I left for the Navy, and I had this interesting encounter when I came back after a year or so on what ended up being literally my only military leave. Most of my friends were adults now, or almost. But I still got asked to babysit at least their younger siblings, and generally keep them out of trouble. I was basically just there to make sure little ones didn't run out in front of cars or play with matches. My friend, whom I'll just call Mark for now, was there with me. He was a tall, skinny black guy who I loved to match wits with. Still to this day, one of the only people who can challenge me intellectually. But he has a bit of a rough background with his family. This is important later. So that fateful day I was up and about, mostly catching up with my friends and talking to them about basic and my first year or so at my command, which was in Japan, so it was a pretty popular topic. I only vaguely had to intervene with the younger kids and get them to calm down or stop something. Now, enter the entitled kid and entitled mom. I had been gone for about 2 years, and almost the same week I had left, this new family had moved in. So they got to know everyone but me. But I had been there for years before her, and everyone else in the neighborhood trusted me explicitly, as they knew me very well. As I talked with my friends, I noticed some new faces, but mostly entitled kid. I inquired Mark, but he just said it was some kid from a family that moved in just after I left. Everything seemed fine, until I heard a hefty clunk and clatter. I turned to see a softball-sized rock clattering across the cul-de-sac. I look in the opposite direction the rock is rolling, and I see entitled kid pick up another and huck it at Mark's younger brother, then reach for another. Apparently, this was entitled kid's idea of what playing was. I very quickly rushed over, snatching the rock from him and very sternly telling him he could hurt or even kill someone if he tried to play like that. I didn't know him or his family, so I didn't bother doing or saying anything else. Until I turned around and started back to Mark. I saw him waving and a rock bounced off the back of my head. Granted, I'm 6'7" and 300 pounds, so it's not like it was gonna kill me. But still, I turned around and glared at the little jerk, jabbing my finger near violently towards the end of the street, very clearly and aggressively saying, "Go home now." He took off like the devil was chasing him, and I figured it was over. But you know how this works. 2 minutes later, this shaved gorilla-looking middle-aged woman came strutting up the street with entitled kid in tow. She came marching right up to me, practically frothing at the mouth. Though for the past 2 years, I've had everything from first-class petty officers to master chiefs screaming in my face. So while she had some weight on her and expected the world to cower when she went all mama bear, I remained upright and towered over her when she came to confront me. My refusal to step back appeared to mildly prompt her to not get at all close. Still, the anger radiating off of her was strong. Entitled mother practically perforated my eardrums with her, "What did you do to my child?" I calmly responded, "Ma'am, he was throwing rocks at the other kids. I told him to stop and he threw rocks at me. So I told him to go home." About this time, I noticed Mark shaking his head. Clearly, this was a woman who had a reputation. Regardless, Mark came to my side trying to confirm my story, but the shrieking continued.
"No, you abused my child. He's got red marks on his arm."
I looked over at the kid, who seemed to not only be perfectly fine, but straight up gleeful at his mother who was flailing and frothing at me. I sighed and just, again, calmly spoke. "Ma'am, I didn't touch him. You can ask literally everyone present." And again,
"No, I know these kids. They're all liars and thieves, especially him."
She threw an accusing finger at Mark, and honestly, despite having seen a bit of the world, it took me back a bit when I heard her spew,
"You can't trust their kind."
I didn't know exactly what she was meaning, as it came out bad, sounding very unaccepting. I don't know if she was just spouting off some crazy crap or what, but she just kept on frothing. She went on about how her little angel would never hurt anyone or anything and so on, talking about the imaginary red marks on his arm. But then it came out.
"And you? How old are you? What is someone your age doing with children, you creep? I'm calling the police."
I sighed loudly and just told her, "Go ahead. You'll find this isn't going to go your way." She made a few gorilla noises, which I think were supposed to be words, before she turned from my unflinching face and to Mark, and started tearing into him and his family, trying to tell him that he had some sort of darkness in him, and how it's in his whole family. Some pseudo-religious evil spirit garbage, before I had finally had enough. I turned about, gesturing for all the kids to go into one of the houses. "Hey, let's just leave. She's not thinking straight. Let's just let whoever comes to figure this out deal with it." She growled and made more gorilla sounds before turning around. Mark said something along the lines of,
"We shouldn't have to leave because of her."
But I calmly reminded him, "She doesn't know me. If your brother came to you and said some stranger was hitting him or whatever, your rage would overwhelm your trust of a complete stranger too." I left out any mentions of gorilla noises and frothing at the mouth, as Mark was clearly above that. However, entitled mother whipped about and screamed at me,
"If you're going to say something about me, say it to my face!"
To which I turned around and repeated the exact same thing to her, clarifying that despite the fact that she was acting incredibly aggressive and was in the wrong, it was at least understandable. She grunted more and stormed off with entitled kid in tow. It wasn't until a few days later that the story had circulated around the neighborhood from both sides. Entitled mother seemed to change her mind on calling the police. Instead, she went around to the other houses and tried to tell the story about some creep hanging out with the kids. However, as I stated, everyone knew me. Not only that, but in small towns, when someone goes off to join the military, well, to put it simply, not only did all these other adults know me pretty well, but my joining the military kind of put me in a state of pseudo-sainthood. Then all the kids told their side of the story, and what ended up happening is a severe alienation of entitled mother. The small town believed me and the kids, and this shaved gorilla was calling into question my integrity. It was almost instant. The third day, entitled mother came to me and made a very, very thorough apology. I recommended her to apologize to Mark and his family too, which I think she did. But it appeared as though a simple "I'm sorry" wasn't enough. Just a month or so after I went back to my ship, I got an email letting me know that entitled mother and her family had moved out. Apparently, the neighborhood was a bit extremely zealous in my defense, and she became a priority target for petty revenge. Every time entitled kid came out to play, all the neighborhood kids were told to come inside, as the neighborhood was very vocal about how they didn't trust their kids around entitled kid or entitled mom. The jerk tried to paint me as the villain and ended up completely obliterating her own standing in our town instead. Considering the alternative was to let this kid continue to throw rocks at people, I think our original poster did the right thing. Let's be honest, there's no real question about this situation. This mother needs to get a clue. I really do appreciate that the original poster took the time to try and see it from the other person's perspective. Even though they're acting irrational and angry, you take a time to try and see it from their point of view, and understand why they're so upset. Unfortunately, she wasn't going to listen to reason and calm down. But don't let that discourage you from trying to do this more often. A lot of encounters like this would go a lot smoother with that kind of perspective. From mom's point of view, though, if she's this upset and worried about some random guy, find out who he is first before you just start hurling accusations. There could be a perfectly legitimate reason as to why he's there. But clearly, this woman is just a straight-up jerk. Between this behavior and her comments towards our original poster's friend, it's all around not looking good for her. Thankfully, the people in this community saw through her crap and no longer have to deal with her. Hopefully, in her next small town, she learns to not point fingers so quickly. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. I thought the couple I was going to rent to were very nice, until they asked me if any black people live here. I worked as a leasing agent for a garden-style apartment community for about 4 months. It wasn't a great property by any means. The apartments were fine, and the amenities were pretty outdated. The point is, we would get all sorts of different people to come in and look around. One day, this young white couple comes in looking for an apartment. Very sweet, pleasant, and mannerly. We view a few one-bedrooms, the amenities, and discuss lease options. We're wrapping up the tour by the door that leads out to the office when the young woman asked one last question.
So, are there any, black people that live here?
Lots of things immediately started flooding my brain. But in my position, there's only one correct answer. For those that don't know, leasing agents are bound by fair housing laws and cannot answer this question saying yes or no, as it would be considered discriminatory. I replied, "Anyone that fills out an application and passes our income and background check is allowed to lease here." She became frustrated and said,
"Right, I get it, but do black people live here or not?"
As she was saying this, my assistant manager, who is black and does live on the property, walked into the offices by chance on her day off and overheard the young woman ask me if black people live here. Well, my assistant manager just walked up, held out her hand, and said, "Yes, hi, my name is Name." The couple immediately stammered through damage control. Super awkward moment. But the icing on the cake, under her breath, the young woman asked me,
"Your manager approves of this?"
I looked at her, then at my assistant manager, then back at the woman, pointed at my assistant manager, and said, "She's the manager. You can ask her yourself if she approves of herself living here." The jerks left without saying another word. My assistant manager and I laughed about it for weeks after. Yikes. Well, regardless of whether or not your manager walked in at that time, I doubt they would have gotten the place. As soon as you drop a question like that, you're really kind of showing some colors. Not a whole lot of people are going to want to rent to you after a question like that. Also, we're looking at an apartment building. There's going to be lots of different types of people. You're just going to have to accept that. Tour guide thought I was trying to break into NASA. In the late 1990s, I was a young college student working as a summer intern at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, where Mission Control is. I worked in a building that had lots of offices and labs for programmers and electrical engineers in the front. A big industrial space, kind of like a maze with lots of pipes, catwalks, and warning labels, and a huge vacuum chamber in the center. And then me in a closet at the back of the building that had been transformed into an office. Each day, I would go out to lunch and make my way through the maze. One day, early on in my internship, I discovered lots of people taking pictures of the vacuum chamber and making their way out of the building. I merged into the crowd and went out of the building with them. They continued going straight, and I made a left to head to the cafeteria. About 50 feet later, I hear someone shouting,
"Come back! You can't leave the tour! You could be charged with trespassing!"
I turned around and saw a young woman yelling at me. And then I realized all the people were getting into a tour tram. But then she was able to see I was wearing a badge and said, "Never mind, I didn't know you worked here." After lunch, I talked to my boss, and she explained that Space Center Houston, a museum nearby, ran tours, and our building was one of the stops. She thought it was funny that they thought a tourist was trying to escape. For the next few weeks, I would delay leaving for lunch if a tour group was also leaving the building, so that I wouldn't be confused for a tourist and get yelled at. But then, later, I decided that was no fun. I started deliberately merging into the group and would then start to run towards the cafeteria. When I would hear a shout, I would explain and show that I was an employee. After a week or so of this, all the tour guides knew of me. I wonder if I got a cool nickname. They stopped sounding the alarm, but I could still hear the tourists making a commotion, and that always made it worthwhile. I mean, they remembered your face after that, so I guess you got what you wanted. They're not going to give you a hard time about going where you want to go now. I'm sure the first few times, though, you gave them all quite a scare. Not to mention the tourists that you still like to mess with. Honestly, though, this is just another example of a harmless prank. Just messing with your kind of coworkers. No real harm done here. While you might have scared them at first, I'm sure they're all laughing about it later. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything's linked in the description.